Comedy Bombs, number 12. Hey, everybody. This is Chairwoman Al.
Hey, Trash.
And Smokin' Jay.
And this is our comedy podcast, or rather our podcast about comedy TV shows. And as usual, we're going to kick things off with a little bit of trivia.
First, we're going to recap our viewer poll from 2 weeks ago, which we asked you to comment on which shows you wanted us to cover. Based on your feedback and our expert judgment, we decided to follow three classics: The Middle, Modern Family, and Community, two new shows, Raising Hope and Better With You, and two other shows that we like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Bored to Death. So we'll continue with our next segment.
All right, and that's Who's Smokin' Jay This Time? So to introduce you to the new shows we're covering in the podcast, we're doing a special version of this segment in which each character will be quizzed on six sub-characters from these, or each of our players will be quizzed on six characters from these new shows. They'll get two quotations, and then they'll have to name the character and the show. Are you guys ready to start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chairwoman Al is the reigning champ. Do you want to go first or second?
I will go second.
All right.
Because last time I went first, and I don't want Kevin to think that my going first is the reason why I've been beating him for the last, I don't know, like 9, 8 times now, is it?
But don't worry, I don't subscribe to superstition. So.
Okay, all right.
All right, well, there's no timer, but, you know, don't dilly-dally.
Okay.
Got it.
All right, Kevin, or what's your name?
K-Trash.
K-Trash,
come on, Smokin' Jay, get your shit together.
All right. Ready for your first quotes?
Yeah.
I almost got my hands on a combination TV VCR, but their exterminator blasts me with ant spray. What? Wait for the second quote. What are you guys doing in my stuff? You didn't touch my stuff, did you? Don't touch my stuff. This is my stuff.
That would be Virginia from Raising Hope, the mother.
I thought you were happy with me. We found your G-spot and everything. So the third rail is to his cock what the spider bite was to Peter Parker?
That's from Bored to Death, and that's, Jonathan.
We have to go to the baby doctor, then break up with her boyfriend, then get some ice cream. Like a slut, only mommier.
that's Casey from Better With You.
You guys can't censor me, okay? I'm a bit of a badass. When you tack on mass, you sacrifice flexibility. That's just a straight-up fact.
that's Mac from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
We like to do vampire role-playing. It's always been our thing. Well, I've had this terrific pain. It's like one of those little piranhas got inside of my penis.
Richard from Bored to Death.
Ooh, no, I'm sorry. That's actually George from Bored to Death.
Oh, bummer.
I feel like we could do a podcast and it would be a million times better than whatever that dribble we were just listening to. Okay, well maybe you're a whore, you stupid, ugly, homeless bitch.
Sweetie from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That's right. All right, that's 5 out of 6.
All right, the
got
bar
that last
is
one.
On. You were close.
I know, the bar is really on.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah, of course.
All right. For the record, I thought that umbrella thing was going to work. The wind was really humming that day. Yeah, boy!
Umbrella thing, crap.
Yeah, boy!
I know. I want to say it was Troy from... No, it's a new character, right? I don't remember.
That was Bert, the dad from Raising Hope.
Oh, that's right.
Thanks, Ron.
What the hell is a podcast? I mean, why don't you guys just tape it? What are you doing? I'll give you $50 if you take off your top and you drink soup out of my shoe.
That would be Frank from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It'll work, okay? I made a mixed CD also.
Aww.
I have long foreskin. Not everyone in New York is Jewish, you know.
Ray from Bored to Death.
Make sure the suction's not too high. I don't want to have to explain a hickey on her ass to daycare. I didn't know if your story was going to have pictures, but most good ones do, so.
Aww, Jimmy from Raising Hope.
Daddy, can I go out and play in the street and put darts in my mouth and try meth? This is the most famous breakup spot in the village. The windbag chairs hide all the crying.
Oh, crap. know the actress name. I don't remember what the actress.
You know the show?
Yeah, I know the show.
So face to
face. The show is Better With You. It's the younger sister.
I'll give it to you. That was Mia.
Mia.
And last one for the tie.
All right.
No, you fell on your face almost immediately, man. Well, of course you're going to wear the duster. That's going to look awesome. Yeah, you should probably also be wearing a wig.
What? Well, that's a tough one. You should also be wearing a wig.
No, you fell on your face almost immediately, man.
I don't know this one.
Oh,
I don't remember it.
That was Charlie from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh.
So 5 out of 6. K-Trash, finally take the win. Congratulations, man. How's it feel?
Feels great. Feels great. Long time coming.
So it would seem. So did you guys have any favorite shows this week? Or any favorite things about the shows, comedy, TV shows that we followed this week?
I would say my favorite show for the week was Community. I think it's such a great show, and I think this week it was just on fire, just nonstop. You know, I was taking down quotes when the show was going on, and I was just pausing. And I had this full page of stuff. I just thought it was hilarious.
What was all the talk about cats? There's so much talk about cats.
There were a couple lines.
Yeah. There were a couple lines where Jeff was like, "Oh, let me go open a can and feed you guys."
Because the whole episode was about aging, right? About getting older and death. Old ladies love cats.
Yes.
Plus, what about the? I mean, I feel like this is sort of a new thing that I haven't really seen to this level. But what about the whole Abed storyline? Did you guys notice?
Oh yeah, he was helping the pregnant lady out of the room in the background, and there was no reference to it. It just happened continuously
until the very end. There was this whole sequence, this whole story going on back there, and it was so subtle.
He's done that in the last season too. It's not the first time they've had him doing random things.
Yeah, I missed it last.
Yeah.
Yeah, I this was the first episode where he felt like I didn't see the Abbott.
Because he wasn't there, that was the point.
Yeah.
But he was doing things in the school.
Right,
just,
right. But this makes me want to go back and rewatch season one to see if, like you said.
But the other favorite thing that I'll mention real quick as far as actors go is Martha Plimpton and whoever the character is, the guy that plays the dad in Raising Hope.
Garrett Dillahunt.
Both of those,
amazing.
The parents, are just...
so
great.
Good. Yeah.
Just fantastic.
I love the Jenga scene where she dances to Constantinople and gets the baby out of the shed.
Raising Hope Again.
Raising Hope Again.
Hope.
I mean, I
that's
think
some
that,
good physical comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, Mama is hilarious.
Oh, so fun. And you know what the funny thing is it I don't always like the whole old grandma humor, but she has totally won me over.
She was dancing for the crowd, dancing for the cameras.
It was great. But
the main character is a little stale in Raising Hope, though, I felt.
Well, he...
He's
playing the normal one,
yeah.
the one that
yeah,
everyone else
true.
Plays off of.
Right.
That's true.
Right. But I liked Modern Family and Community this week, as usual. It was nice to see the other shows, too, but the middle destroyed me this week. And I think most of it is because of Brick.
Now, if I recall, you were pushing for us to cut the middle from our program.
I remember this, too.
Well, yeah, last week or 2 weeks ago, I felt like it wasn't that funny. It was good, but not spectacular. I changed my mind this week.
So in other words, K-Trash and I were right.
I wouldn't say that. I still said it was a good show.
Interesting.
I'm glad we're keeping it. It really killed me.
Brick was phenomenal this week, though. He broke out of his usual role and called out his mom and lying all the time. Pretty
yeah,
there
was it was like Brick with an edge.
Yeah.
You know? It was good. And the mom lying around the floor everywhere also killed me.
Quite the tangled web, Mom.
She had a lot of great lines this week that I was sad I wasn't going to use because of the sort of special edition.
Yeah.
I'd say my favorite this week was Modern Family. I'd have to say I really thought the show was great, and Community also, in agreement with everyone else.
Okay. Pretty and have you changed your opinion about Better With You, Kevin? Because I recall last time you were the only one in the group
Good question.
Really, really, really adamantly pushing the show's potential.
Yeah, so I've changed. So here's how I feel about Better With You. My revised opinion is that I think the writers are actually quite good. The jokes are funny. I think the idea for the general show is pretty boring. And I think the actors are probably, they're pretty so-so. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm not a big fan.
So I would actually argue more of the opposite. I think that they have some good actors on that show that I've seen in other shows and enjoyed. And I think the combination of the writing and the directing or something, they're like pushing him to overact. The writing, I think, is there's some funny lines, but I think in general the storylines are just like cliche.
So I thought the Christmas nest bit in the episode where like Ben was constantly confused about what the Christmas nest was and everyone in the family was right on, oh my God, is that a Christmas nest? I thought that was really funny.
Really?
Yeah.
I find that funny at all.
I did not put the word really in front of funny, but
I didn't find most of the episode funny, but I'm with you. I think the writing is pretty poor and the acting is probably the only thing that's sort of saving it right now. They do this thing sometimes where they do like this rapid fire thing where they try to layer on joke after joke after joke or like ridiculous thing after ridiculous thing. But there are two shows out there who already do that better. I mean, Community, obviously, and 30 Rock, when it's on its game.
Well, and actually, their opening sequence where they display what each of the couples do.
Yeah.
And they always do that.
It's already really, really on my nerves by the third episode.
That show could be cut.
I hope so.
It's for consideration.
I hope so.
Despite the results of our viewer poll.
So, we have a little new segment this time we like to call Have I Seen You Somewhere Before? And we had some pretty big guest stars this week on TV shows. We had, first of all, going back to Modern Family, Nathan Lane on Modern Family. Were you guys a fan of Mr. Lane's performance this week?
His name was Pepper Saltzman.
Who's actually a character who's been mentioned in the show before, but
yes.
It's only actually appeared.
Yeah.
I personally didn't think that his presence added much to the show. You know,
not like when, what was the name of Elizabeth Banks' friend?
I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I thought him, you know, the fact that he was coming over added to the show because it sort of created this thing where they had to, you know, live up to their lie.
Right.
And that was sort of interesting. But I thought, you know, I think Nathan Lane is great. I think he's funny. I think he's a good actor. But I just didn't think that character, the way that it was written, I don't think it added very much.
And they stole a Friends storyline. The part where they pretend that they can't deal with them because Cam is in love with Pepper is a storyline from Friends.
I think that's
whatever.
All right. Patton Oswalt and Betty White on Community, the two other people we've seen somewhere else. Patton Oswalt from Stand Up, from King of Queens. And Betty White from, you know, because she's Betty White.
Patton Oswalt was also on The United States of Tara.
Oh, yeah?
Very good show.
Oh, okay. I like Patton's stand-up, so I thought that it was... I'm always excited to see him on TV, but similar to Nathan Lane, didn't really add a lot, but did subtract a lot.
I don't actually remember what role he played.
He was in the clinic. Or the student health coach, Jack. He played, like, the doctor or nurse.
So my complaint with him is he's a psychologist, right? He's supposed to be, like, interacting with Jeff and stuff. But it feels like he would be more congruous if he was a continual character in the show, like the dean where he just randomly came in. Instead, whenever they use him a lot of times in one episode and he goes away. But he's supposed to be an integral part of the school. And it seems
has he been in the show before?
I didn't know he had been on the show before.
I don't think he's a psychologist. He's the guy that he goes to get the test done at physical.
Yeah, the one who makes a joke about the pap smears.
Yeah.
What smears?
I was thinking
paps?
The wrong guy.
You're thinking John Oliver, the psychologist.
The substitute teacher.
Right.
Yeah.
I wish, I wouldn't mind seeing more Patton Oswalt on Community in a recurring role. But it'd be kind of...
He could probably do something, but yeah, I think you're right. The fact that the doctor was him didn't really matter.
No. But nice to see him. Betty White, Community, she
was just throw you for a loop, basically. At the end of
the
episode.
It was great, though, because the tags are often very out there.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a great way to sort of continue her role because, you know, she's on leave from the school, and it was just one of those bizarre tags that I felt like I had to watch a few times and Google some stuff and make sure I had the facts right in my head, and then I finally got it.
Yeah.
And I thought that the fact that it was her was good, actually.
It was enjoyable.
Yeah.
Because she'd been a character on the show before, it fit in. If she had never been on the show before, it would have just been.
So yeah. The tag is about Inception, but I think even if you hadn't seen Inception yet and you saw the tag, you couldn't possibly get the movie spoiled for you, really. Because it's so confusing and so out there. Oh, man. So, did you know?
Did you
Should
know?
We move on
so
to
we're
that gonna segment?
Introduce another new segment this week where I'm going to just sort of give you a few trivia facts to go along with the shows that we've been watching. So, did you know, also called this week, monkeys. Number one, did you know that there are two real-life married couples on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Charlie, played by Charlie Day, and the waitress, Mary Elizabeth Ellis. They, I think, were actually dating prior to the show, and something that I've read on the internet suggests that they may have actually met while they were both on Reno 911, playing incestuous siblings. But they were married, I think, after the first season of the show in 2006. The other couple is Mac, played by Rob McElhenney, and Sweet D, played by Kaitlyn Olson. And they actually met through the show, but then were married in 2008 and just had their first kid.
She is very, I mean, they're both really funny, but I remember her appearing on a late night with Conan,
mm-hmm.
back when there was late night with Conan, and she was hysterical. She's on fire.
Oh.
Really, really good.
All right. Did you know, listeners, that Mary Elizabeth Ellis, the waitress from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, is going to be premiering soon on a new NBC comedy called Perfect Couples, alongside Kyle Howard of My Boys and Christine Woods from Flash Forward?
Oh, I thought that Kyle Howard wasn't going to get it be on the show.
Ooh, well, he's on the website and was in the pilot for sure.
So I heard that he had to drop out of the show because he wasn't sure if he was going to be able to get out of his My Boys because it might get renewed. But then it was canceled, so he had already dropped out of the pilot, and he doesn't get My Boys.
Okay, so I shouldn't say that I know that he was in the pilot. I know that he's in the website and in the preview clips that they show for the show.
Oh, okay. Well, then I hope so.
So anyway, it's something we should check out. In the preview, her character seemed a little over the top, but hopefully, you know, it'll work. All right, number three, did you know that Jonathan Ames, who is the writer and creator of Bored to Death, actually began as a novelist? His works include I Pass the Light, Wake Up Sir, and The Extra Man, which has been made into a film that's coming out this year starring Kevin Kline and Paul Dano. He has also written a graphic novel called The Alcoholic. He starred in a one-man show called Oedipussy and worked as a columnist for the New York Times.
So is he a screenwriter on Bored to Death, or is he?
He is the writer of Bored to Death.
Oh, but like, he actually does like the day-to-day.
I think so, yeah. I heard an interview with him on The Sound of Young America, and he was talking about having to learn whatever program it is that you write screenplays.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. So he's not just like we give him a title and we just have
No, I don't think so, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
I believe it is time for K-Trosh to take the stage.
All right, we're going to go with our segment from last season, Trash Talk.
Did any of our predictions from last season come true? Do you remember? How good were we?
I'm sure they were all right.
I think we were right on. I mean, we agreed all the time.
Oh,
like,
I mean, if we weren't, I challenge our listeners to call us out on it.
Yes, I agree.
Yes, all of our millions of listeners watching us and checking us for continuity errors.
I think we did get a couple right. But anyways, the topic of this week is the trashiest show on TV, because it's about white trash, Raising Hope. I read an interesting article in The Onion by their AV Club, which was a pretty scathing review of the pilot of Raising Hope.
So
and they,
is the AV Club an actual legitimate
it's
news
like,
source, or is it made up news as well?
No.
So
their
TV criticism.
Their TV and movie section is legit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what they argued, to sum it up, is basically that there's unrelatable characters in the show that you can't relate to on a normal day-to-day basis. And the first episode of the show basically asked the question, do these characters deserve a chance at, you know, having a family, making themselves better? And they felt like the resounding answer was no, which led to this show where you basically point and laughed at the characters instead of relating to them and relishing in their jokes and finding them funny. And for this reason, the article said, quote, the show was doomed to fail.
So, first of all, I have two things to say about that. It sounds like the person who wrote this article didn't finish the first episode. Because at the end of the first episode, you realize that the two parents have actually been parents before, you know? And so they have some experience, and they are able to help him with the baby get her put to sleep by singing that song, which is actually a very touching moment on a comedy show. The second thing is that this show has already been picked up for a full season by Fox, and they're already in production for another 9 episodes to complete a full 22-episode season. So, suck it, Onion.
Any comments, Chairwoman?
I really like that website, but I completely disagree with them about Raising Hope. But interesting thing, Martha Plimpton had an article, had an interview where she said that she feels like the show isn't quite white trash, that it is not quite there, that it is just sort of, you know, normal, lower middle class Americans.
And I
totally agree with her. I don't think
this is not the Trailer Park Boys, right? Yeah. This is not even My Name is Earl.
Not even. Well, I mean, the scene where she and her husband, Bert, talk about all the things that they're going to do with the money from the lottery and the fact that all the names that they come up with, the boat that they're going to get, was Aquaholics or Bert's Love Boat?
Cirrhosis of the River,
yes. So good.
There were some good names.
I mean, that's something I think that a lot of families do because...
Dreaming about the lottery.
Dreaming about the lottery is universal.
So do you feel like you're actually relating to these characters? Totally. You can understand their plight?
Completely.
I don't think you actually need to, like, spend your days scrubbing toilets and cleaning pools to relate to characters.
And take advantage of free stuff. I mean, I'm all about that. So I'm with her, with the mom.
You roll on the ground fighting for it?
No, but it's a caricature of life. You know, it is over the top, and I think that's the same with Community. I mean, there are people that do this, probably, right?
Fight over free stuff on the side of the road. So it's not a caricature. There are people out there like that.
I still think it's a bit of a caricature.
So, you mentioned that they've been signed on for a full season. Mm-hmm. Clearly, if they're on the show, they've got a first season. Doomed to fail, I'm assuming they mean
they could be cut. So they got so they had only filmed a certain number of episodes, which was 22-9, so 13 episodes, and now they're in production for another 9 episodes that they wouldn't have done otherwise
if it didn't work. I assume doomed to fail meant they'd probably die after the first season. Do you think the show's gonna, based on what you've seen so far, likely to get signed on for a second season?
I mean, I've seen, it's the best new comedy show out this season, so totally. I would definitely be surprised.
Yeah. Definitely, hands down, the best new comedy I've seen.
Wow. Yeah, definitely don't agree with you guys.
Well, that sort of is a nice... Do we have more K Trash?
No, last thing I want to mention is that we're going to open this up to our second viewer poll. The viewer poll of the week is, do you think Raising Hope is doomed to fail, as the Onion article said, or is actually the best comedy of the week, as Chairwoman Au and Smoking Jay have argued?
And I think that discussion of what's the best new comedy sort of leads into sort of our last minute that we want to talk about, which is sort of outside of the shows that we decided to follow as the main shows for the podcast. Has anybody been keeping up with other new shows that have premiered this season? Are there any that you thought were good, now you think are bad, vice versa?
Well, I watched this week's episode of 30 Rock, and I thought it was hilarious. I thought the opener was one of the best of the week. But it could be, too, because of the whole Cable Town GE storyline, the whole vertical integration storyline is very close to what I do for a living. So there's a lot. Maybe it's too insidery. Yes, it's very relatable.
You know, they introduced vertical integration as this new thing they hadn't talked about on the show before, and I could have sworn that they had already had an episode about that. And it must have been a slightly different term they were using, but it was...
Yeah, but that, I think that's the whole point, too, of that whole corporate... publicly traded company mumbo jumbo thing. That was not very articulate, but you know what I'm saying.
Fair enough.
30 Rock, How I Met Your Mother. I'm still watching that. I'm still enjoying it a lot.
All right. Do you have an answer for the actual question, which was new shows that have premiered this season?
Get on topic here.
No, I don't. I haven't checked out any. I haven't checked out more of Outsourced or Michael.
All right. Well, I think
I've been checking out a couple of the new shows, and the one I like the most is actually Running Wild. I've been a big fan of that show. I felt like it might have potential after the first episode. I think it's still a little scattered. It's hard to follow it as it jumps around too much, but I've been enjoying it a lot more than any of the other new shows. Actually, Raising Hope is definitely not my favorite new show.
So I have not kept up with Running Wild because I thought the pilot was so horrible.
Second episode was pretty horrible. I saw the second episode. Okay.
I'll mention that David Cross seems to be an active member of the show, which I'm excited about also.
I know you guys are going to hate on me for this, but the show that I have kept, I've watched all three episodes of now, and I'm enjoying, is Outsourced.
What?
I knew you were going to say that.
I don't think that it's great. Yeah. I don't think that it has tons of potential, but I do think they have some good actors. I think they have some good characters, and I think there's a fair number of laughs to get from that show. I think it's an enjoyable half hour.
Outsource is actually my second favorite new show. But both we've chosen to follow so far.
Really? Wow. All right. Well,
so let us know if you have any other new favorite shows and if we'll have.
Yeah. Any other final thoughts, guys?
Good.
No?
Yeah.
All right. Everybody have a good week. Signing out.
Thank you later.